There are no sounds, no gestures, and no sights that can make goodbye seem like anything else but what it is. Or so I told myself as I eased out of the door, like a thief in the night. And walking with my last bit of hope, tucked safely away in my inside pocket, I turned around at least a dozen times, hoping to find you running after me. And then I'd walk a little faster, because there was always the impossible possibility that you would be waiting at the next corner. But you never could catch up with me, even when I thought I was standing still. And recalling the time I was to meet you to talk about the way things were not going, you left because I was 10 minutes late. So I finally convinced myself that you were not the waiting kind.